I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I think tonight's show is going to be jam-packed with information, that's for sure. And we're going to try to cover so many topics, I don't even know how I'm going to do it in the next hour, but we're going to be talking about information about our extraterrestrial heritage, information about crop circles, about alien origins of Gnosticism. We're going to be having some yoga tips as well based on Sri Ramana Maharshi information. Of course, there'll always be some reality creation tips. And also talking about three major areas of suppressed information that's happening on the planet as we speak. And before we get into all those topics, we're going to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, J-A-P-A, which is mantra repetition, kind of sets the tone for the rest of the evening. And I guess if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari, 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 Hari.
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Hari Om Hari
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda leading some Japa Yoga. And he was one of my spiritual teachers. And also, that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And he's the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And they still have an ashram in Virginia. I'd like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the listening audience of ET Yoga. Much appreciate your support over the years, and much appreciation and gratitude just for you being you. And as Bashar would say, you're already making the optimum difference just by being you. And others find out about the difference that you're already making when you're doing your passion. So much thanks. And also, I'd like to mention that on tonight's program, I'm going to be giving lots of references to videos and authors that I hope that you will do your research about. So really having a pen and pencil would really come in handy, probably for every ET Yoga program, but especially for tonight's program. And I usually give a disclaimer about this time, and it doesn't happen to be in my notes this evening, so generally it kind of goes that, this information on ET Yoga is intended to be for educational purposes, and also it's not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure any diseases. That's kind of the gist of it. And then I always say that if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And pretty much been saying that for years now, because I pretty much have distanced myself from mainstream medical and big pharma. And we'll be getting into more of that as the evening moves on. But I appreciate that everybody's circumstance is different. But at the same time, I still like to reinforce people's efforts to think for themselves and to create excellent health and to learn how to maintain it and also deal with issues as they arise. So that's my sincere wish to our listeners. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, things always seem to tie together, and I think you'll see a thread of information here that does all tie together. It's kind of amazing how that kind of works out. I'm always amazed myself. I usually start off with in a particular area, and this week the area was, I happened to see this YouTube. It was called Alien Origins of Gnosticism. And I highly recommend you check out that video. It's called Alien Origins of Gnosticism. And the information there definitely related to the Gnostic texts, which are now called the Nag Hammadi. And these were discovered in about 1945. And currently, Greg Braden has been a champion of some of that material, especially as it relates to the Lost Gospel of Paul. And I'm going to share with you just a little bit of that, because he says, when you make the two, thought and emotion, one, you'll say to the mountain, move away, and the mountain will move away. And when the two become one as a feeling in our hearts, that's the secret. The universal intelligence field recognizes the power of our heart, not the words. So when you create the feeling in your heart as if your prayer has already been answered, that creates the electrical and magnetic waves that bring that answer to you. And that's Greg Braden material. And apparently this information was in the original Lost Gospel of Thomas. And since then, it has been, messed with to the point where you couldn't recognize this information. And what we're seeing now, in my view, is science coming to the conclusion, especially our quantum physicists are coming to the conclusion that intention affects future probability. Or another way to say that is that thought creates. And this kind of information was coming to us back in the 1970s, specifically from a lot of sources, but some of them were the Seth material, the Bashar material, as Bashar was channeled through Daryl Anka. Also, Barbara Marciniak was channeling Pleiadians. And those three were the biggest impact on me during that time. And I kind of feel like I got a 40 or 50-year jump on the rest of the population because all the stuff that was coming out then, the focus of it was that thought creates or belief creates. That's the central theme of a lot of this extraterrestrial information. Now, whether you want to believe in extraterrestrials or not, or believe it's even coming from ETs, is irrelevant. The point is the information valid or not? And now we're seeing is that our quantum physicists are proving it. And as Greg Braden points out, in quantum physics, a particle can be in multiple places at the same time. In fact, they can take a particle in the now, and they can change it and change it the past, and it changes the past even though the past has already happened. Some absolutely mind-boggling occurrences are happening all over the place, and of course, almost very little or none of it reaches the mainstream population. And in addition to the Nag Hammadi, there was in 1947 the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, which apparently were written by the Essenes. This would be in 1947 they were discovered. And they were very interested in self-realization. Wow. And a lot of the Jewish mystics at the time were seeing angels and having close encounters of all kinds. In fact, we talk about close encounters of the first, second, third. And they're having close encounters of the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth kinds. I mean, I don't know how many. It's just amazing. Extraterrestrial contact. In fact, you could almost call the Dead Sea Scrolls, our first moments of disclosure. They were talking about human transformation into celestial beings. And coincidentally, the same year was the Roswell crash, 1947. Of course, a lot of people don't believe that, but you can believe what you like. But definitely, I don't think coincidental. And even the Gnostics had been warning of ETs trying to take over the human race. And there was a belief of us returning to perfect light beings. However, the counterfeit spirit hardened the heart of humanity. And Elon Musk says, at any kind of a rate of progress in the field of virtual reality, it will be impossible to tell virtual reality from actual reality. So the question, I guess, that to be asked is, how do we know that this hadn't already happened in the past and that we're part of a virtual reality matrix? And I think that particular topic bears people's consideration, meditation, and discernment. I'm not going to dwell on that particular aspect, but just kind of plant the seed on that in for this evening. And also, it's pretty apparent that the powers that be, you know, there seems to be this whole area of suppressed information to the mainstream populace of the planet, especially regarding, in my opinion, history, especially as it relates to our extraterrestrial heritage, and history both ancient and recent, anything to do with alien technology and information about health, and especially as it relates to the medical field and big pharma, as well as our environment. All these areas seem to be no-nos. Like, it's not even seen in mainstream news. In fact, I don't even know if the mainstream actually is covering anything that's actually important. I mean, all these amazing scientific discoveries are not even taught in our educational system that I am aware of, and I used to be part of that system. In fact, if you want to go to the Göbekli Tepe, and that's G-O-B-E-K-L-I-T-E-P-E, and you can look under a YouTube video entitled Shaking the Foundation of History, because here we have a site that 6,000 or 7,000 years before Sumeria, and based on their exploration and investigation of this site, it was buried on purpose. Now, why remains an interesting question. You know, was it to protect the site from cataclysm or from certain groups of people? And actually, Greg Braden's quite upset at the moment, because currently it's being intentionally destroyed through some bombings and things that are happening there in Turkey. And it's the belief of many of the people that are doing the observations there that our connection to the stars and our place on Earth is clearly reflected at Göbekli Tepe, and especially with its alignment to specific star groups, etc. And I've mentioned many times on ET Yoga that, in my opinion, our extraterrestrial heritage goes back to the Lyra constellation, and specifically the Vega star system, Vega being the brightest star in the Lyra constellation. And many of the extraterrestrial channelings concur with that conclusion. So humans originated in the Lyra star system, and at one point in time we were designed to have activated 12 strand DNA and a 12 chakra system. And of course we all know about the Sumerian tablets and how the Anunnaki manipulated our DNA to the point where we only have two strands of DNA for most people. We still have the other strands, but they're kind of out of phase with this third-dimensional reality. So as we are moving towards a fourth and fifth-dimensional frequency, some of these chakras and DNA strands will start to activate. They were pretty much dormant since the fall of Atlantis, And thus, even in the yoga teachings, they usually talk about seven chakras in the body, but didn't talk about the five outside the body. So we can thank our extraterrestrial friends for making that information known to us. And I've also come across what I call mind-boggling information concerning an asteroid-looking object called Oumuamua, and that's O-U-M-U-A-M-U-A. And in an astrophysical journal signed by scientists, they state that Oumuamua may be a fully operational probe sent intentionally to Earth vicinity by an alien civilization. Scientists wrote in a paper which has been submitted to the Astrophysical Journal. And Oumuamua is a Hawaiian-based word meaning a messenger reaching out from the distant past. And interestingly enough, Brad Johnson, who channels Adranus, states that there's currently being a book being published, but it's in Japanese, so I guess we can't read it unless we're, you know, fluent in Japanese. But the book is called The Sixth Density Messenger. And according to Adranus, this what looks like an asteroid is actually a craft of sorts. It's kind of like an asteroid physical body, but it's been hollowed out. And this actually is a probe coming from the constellation Lyra that started out apparently millions of years ago. And it is a messenger of our ancient past, several hundreds of millions of years old, and is from Lyra. And it's made of an asteroid material and covered into a cylinder-type structure and hollowed out. And inside, the crew were incubated themselves into pods. And according to Adranus, there were six types of beings aboard. There was human, reptilian, avian, aquatic, mammalian, and insectoid. And thus, he states that the humans were the sixth root race. And the crew intended to be alive when they arrived here, but apparently they encountered some unforeseen difficulties. And these ancient descendants of Lyra encountered issues on the journey, but it was intended to make contact with us on Earth. And apparently why Adranus is making this book and calling it the Sixth Density Messenger. And according to Adranus, and this is mind-boggling, but the crew were taken off the vessel for further study. And in his description, he states that the what would have to be the secret space program actually docked onto this asteroid and took the crew members from the craft. And their genetics would also prove our connection to these root races. And clearly, they still exist today. In a sense, we are family. And it was intended to be a valuable relic. According to Adranus, our governments have other ideas about their find. And the human that was on board, according to Adranus, was 7 to 8 feet in height, similar to us, with regard to facial features, but more of a palish blue skin. The reptilian was not an Alpha Draconian, but was more like a common lizard, but close to 8 feet tall. The aquatic was had a fish-like head and gills with webbed hands and feet, and was more silverish to blue. The avian had a long beak, a long neck, hands and feathers, and upright bipedal posture, ostrich-like. Black eyes, but not the blue avians. The insectoid looked like a giant locust, and the mammalian looked like a Sasquatch, about 7 feet, with sandy brown fur. And their DNA is also our DNA. And the question is, will the corpses ever be viewed by the public? And to me, that's just a mind-boggling claim. And personally, of course, we get the watered-down version that maybe a craft or a probe was sent from an alien civilization and kind of came close to Earth and now is on its way back. But personally, I believe Adranus. So that's my take on that particular story. And when we kind of move on to other issues that would relate to that, to me it falls into that category of suppressed information concerning even recent history, such as the after effects of World War II, because we have a very credible witness named William Thompson. He's a Navy admiral who recently passed away, as I understand it. But if you go to Rense.com, that's R-E-N-S-E.com, if you just go to Rense.com's main page and scroll down on the right side, you can see lots of links to testimony by William Thompson. And according to this testimony, which I also so think is true, even though I wasn't there and don't know per se for sure, he basically states that the Nazis were given UFO technology by beings from Aldebaran, and who were actually a rogue group of Pleiadians, and that in point of fact, they hadn't, even though these craft were operable, they were not weaponized at the end of World War II, and this technology was taken down to Antarctica. And that there was actually a city there called New Berlin, and that in point of fact, this technology, I guess in about 1947 or so, somewhere in there, Admiral Byrd took a fleet of vessels and planes down to kick butt down there, but these UFOs came out of the water and all over the place and basically destroyed all the aircraft and half the ships. And there is some video of this actually on YouTube if you do some research. And so actually they managed to, this was back in the 1940s, obviously, so UFO technology has been around for like almost 70 years, and we've been off planet for that long, bases on the moon, bases on Mars, all over the place. There's a whole aspect of society that they call the runaway generation, because it's out there operating, but it's not been made public. And I personally buy that. In fact, one of my favorite pastimes, I guess, because I don't watch, don't take cable television, sometimes I'll buy something of on discs that I can watch on a computer. And Stargate SG-1 is one that I highly, highly recommend. I know a lot of my friends are just thrilled with the information, the topics, and everything that's about it. And, of course, it centers around the discovery of a stargate where you can actually travel almost instantaneously. Well, not quite instantaneously, but fast enough so that you can travel from one point in the universe to another through the stargate. And I personally do believe that there were at least two stargates discovered on this planet. And in fact, Preston Nichols, who also recently passed away, actually stated in one of his interviews on the YouTube that he was witness to a stargate that was someplace in Massachusetts at a military facility, and that when they first started to operate it, he said he witnessed a being coming back through the stargate and actually gave us the through some disc-like materials operational guidelines and codes to the stargate. So that's his testimony. Whether that's true or not, as most things that we talk about on ET Yoga, they may not be provable. And who cares to prove it anyway? To me, it's quite interesting how there's just so much suppression of information to the mainstream people. And in fact, okay, so now we're talking about UFO technology that was back in the 1940s. Well, that kind of changes the whole the viewpoint of evolution in history. Same as this Göbekli Tepe changes what we're told about even kind of recent ancient history. And in the current day, I mentioned last week about some mind-boggling statistics concerning the health in the United States that came from Dr. John Bergman, who talked about the fact, according to him, that 75% of 18 to 24-year-olds in the United States right now couldn't pass an army physical because of health issues, and that 54% of young people have a chronic disease that will never be cured. He also stated that people who take the flu shot five times had a tenfold chance of getting Alzheimer's. Okay, this is Dr. John Bergman, B-E-R-G-M-A-N. Check it out. And this week I see on Dave Hodges' program, that's H-O-D-G-E-S, Dave Hodges, he's talking about the longevity in the United States right now is third world. It's not even higher than Cuba. And going down like a rock. And he states four main reasons: the Gulf oil spill, chemtrails, GMO'd foods, and Fukushima. And Fukushima doesn't even make the news. I mean, this is the biggest catastrophe in the history of modern history. And according to John Bergman, the country with the worst health right now is the United States. And this doesn't even make mainstream news. This is not newsworthy. It's not newsworthy to know that the single leading cause of death in the United States is called iatrogenic death or medical error, or due to their treatment procedures. 700,000 people a year, 7 million over 10 years, doesn't make the news. That there's 30,000 people that OD from illegal drugs every year in the United States, but 300,000 die from prescription drugs. 300,000 people die from prescription drugs. I don't know who knows that. None of my friends know. I mean, to me, these are just outrageous stuff that we don't know about. And interesting, on Dave Hodges' list, he lists the Gulf oil spill because all that stuff, Core Exit, it wasn't ever cleaned up. It was just basically sank. They made it sink lower in the water. And unfortunately, according to him, maybe longevity of people along the Gulf, they might have lost 20 to 25% of their longevity. And I know that it's just been covered up, like the oil spill, covered up. Not to mention the West Coast. I mean, if you want to put a Geiger counter to some of the fish that's coming out of there and see if you want to eat it. I mean, there's just so much suppressed information that it's just it's gotten to be like way out of hand. And as a spiritual person, I find like spirituality, self-empowerment, the more you know about how things work, the more you know how the body works, the more you know things about healing. And there's just too much revolving around making a dollar. And these discoveries that, like Greg Braden's coming out with about the way that thought and emotion come together, it's like these things are huge in terms of people having some self-empowerment and actually curing certain things without it costing money. And proof of it is, go to Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes by Greg Braden, where the woman takes an inoperable tumor over to a Beijing hospital in China, and three advanced practitioners make her tumor dissolve in 3 minutes. And this suppression of these beings that were on that craft, I mean, the Lyran star system clearly is the origin of human, and that only depends on the context on where we draw the line between spiritual existence and human material existence, because the Lyran planets would probably be said to be the origin of the soul consciousness relating to human-type bodies of sufficient density to be labeled and identified as humans. And if one, however, examined a point of consciousness closer to source energy, one would probably produce a different result. Because at a higher level, it's stated in esoteric literature that 60 billion monads were created from source energy, and each of these monads extends to many souls, which in turn project again into soul existences or humans. So the bottom line is, if you're talking about maybe 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th dimensional levels, okay, you might get a different perspective. But in the dimensions that we're dealing with, humans came from Lyran. Not that the idea for humans didn't come from higher levels. And to me, this is all really important, and that's why Adranus is taking the opportunity to at least bring us to our attention. At least he's got a video out about it, and he's putting a book out. But who's going to hear about it? Well, people that listen to ET Yoga are going to hear about it. So I'd also like to mention, on a yogic note, that at the end of the program, I always give a Who Am I technique. And found an interesting quote from Sri Ramana Maharshi this week, who said that it's not designed to get an answer when you ask the question, who am I? It's designed to dissolve the questioner. I really like that, because the investigation will lead in the end to the discovery of something within you which is beyond the mind. And solve that great problem and you'll solve all other problems. And that's according to Sri Ramana Maharshi. And also interesting to note is the whole crop circle phenomenon. And Great Britain has been the center of a lot of this because of its relationship to the prime meridians of the planet. and higher dimensional frequencies are more easily transmitted there. And clearly, these crop circles communicate with the earth and man, and they come from a higher dimensional source. And they contain certain secrets to the functioning of the universe and the functioning of the dimensions. And these patterns are locked in codes within the crop circles, and like any code, they're not easily solved. It's not readily apparent when you see one, but they trigger memories within the human brain to seek out a new understanding of this reality. And they're not just to look at, but it's an ongoing process. And they are complex geometric patterns, and they're galactic and universal in nature. And one function is to transfer fifth-dimensional energy in a usable form to change the third-dimensional reality. And about the same time I started doing ET yoga, which is, I don't know, about 11 or 12 years ago, I used to spend my lunch hours looking at a thing that was called hemisync, and it was sacred geometry, and it was crop circles that were put to motion. And I just love these things. I mean, they were like great meditation to do during your lunch hour. And I'm going to, you can look now on YouTube, and it says, and actually, in 2007, hemisync with this technology became the product of the year. So that was in 2007, yeah, about 12 years ago. And anyway, you can look on YouTube now under Sacred Geometry with Hemisync. That's H-E-M-I-S-Y-N-C by the Monroe Products. And I was doing a little searching there, and I can also recommend one that's called Deep Time Dreaming with Hemisync, Part 6 with the Human Merkaba. And it comes with music, so you can get that right on your computer. And in my opinion, of course, there's all the, again, the BS about how the crop circles were faked and all this. Well, yeah, right. Like they sometimes show up overnight, or you know, within an hour later of a field that had nothing in it, and they've never been able to actually duplicate the bend in the crops and the radiation coming from it, et cetera, et cetera. In my opinion, crop circles come from the inner earth. They come from the ascended masters, and they come from ETs, and specifically the Arcturians and Pleiadians and the Sirians. So, you know, crop circles are a way of giving us like fifth-dimensional and sixth-dimensional energy in the third dimension. And I'd also could recommend to you, because I'm so so keen on these images of the crop circles, that actually I have a huge wall that's full of crop circles that I had done in color. And because they trigger codes in your brain. And you can go to Golden Age of Gaia, that's G-A-I-A, Arcturian Sacred Geometry. And if you search that, that's Golden Age of Gaia, Arcturian Sacred Geometry, and you can find a website there that's got some very interesting 3D pictures. And I'd like to share with you what the Arcturians say. It says, "We are Arcturians of the sixth-dimensional consciousness. We relay to you the meaning and awareness that these graphic symbols can provoke in the viewer's being. Each is coded with a particular pattern that aligns with a specific frequency that is encoded in the potential of each human being. By viewing these images and reciting the intention meditation, one may activate these frequencies within oneself. These images can be used as tools to awaken the whole self to a higher level of consciousness or inspire ascension to a more aware state of being. All aspects of the image, color, shape, sizes of shapes, and the positioning and number of each shape in the whole image has meaning to the matrix of Earth and the human being within its sphere. And I've been doing a little work with these images, and I highly, highly suggest that you check them out. That's Golden Age of Gaia, Arcturian Sacred Geometry. Some other interesting suggestions I would make would be to check out Teal Swan on YouTube called Life Purpose. Very good short YouTube. Also on YouTube, The Five Stages of Awakening, Signposts and Pitfalls on the Path of Consciousness. Excellent, excellent video. And as I brought up last week, Seven Things Your Higher Self Wants You to Know. And that's a YouTube. And if you follow up on some of these things, I think you'll be as impressed as I was with the amazing, amazing, amazing information that seems to be all around us. And I'm going to focus now on an aspect of reality creation that relates to some of the information that I have talked about at the top of the show, which is about this combining emotion and thought with feeling. And clearly, in my opinion, belief is the code that translates possibilities into reality. And we know from science now that we're living in an electric and magnetic universe. And what's the most electric and magnetic organ in the body? Well, it's the human heart, which is 100 times more electric than the brain and 5,000 times stronger magnetically. So it only stands to reason that if you combine thought with emotion, you can start to have some results in reality creation. And if you're a longtime listener to ET Yoga, you should know that if things are going too fast for you, you can always get the archive of this program. And the easiest way to get it is to go to my website, etyoga.com. And when you go there, just look on the main page and it'll say Radio Archives. And you just hit that one button and it takes you exactly to, like, for example, tonight's program, which will be posted on that in the archives probably by Monday. So the show's on Saturday and the date of tonight's show. And then look for that date. It'll be the first one at the top. And you can take your time listening to the show and making notes. And also, I much, much appreciate hearing from the listening audience, especially with respect to program content and to successes that you've had, either with ideas and concepts that I present here or with techniques that you're successful with. And tonight I specifically want to talk about a technique that originally I got the idea from Bashar through Daryl Anka, which was about putting positive spin on outer circumstances. And the concept basically revolves around the idea that all external circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. So there's not like an event and then everybody, you know, experiences it the same way. It doesn't happen that way. We place a definition on an outer circumstance and an emotional spin on that definition in order to create our experience from that circumstance. And this is what I call the second phase of reality creation. The first one phase is all the beliefs that we downloaded from our initial caregivers. And if you go to guys like Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden and if you go to these people, what you're going to see is that they're basically confirming that for the first 6-7 years of our life, all the thing we're doing is downloading beliefs from our initial caregivers. And that's exactly what the ETs have been telling us for the last 40 years. This information has been out here for a long time, but now our science is catching up. Dr. Bruce Lipton's another one that talks about exactly this. Look up Dr. Bruce Lipton, L-I-P-T-O-N, on YouTube and check it out. In fact, he's got one out there that's incredible. It's called The Biology of Belief. There's one that everybody should look at because he's a doctor and he's talking about how what doctors learn, which is Newtonian physics, and it's not quantum physics, and it's way behind the times. And the fact is that this whole concept of the formula for dealing with outer circumstances is that you place a positive definition on an outer circumstance, and then you place a positive emotional spin, and what you'll get is a positive experience. And this is a practical application of exactly this information in the Lost Gospel of Thomas that Greg Braden talks about, and it's also what the ETs talk about. It's how the Beijing masters cured the woman from her tumor. It's by placing thought and emotion together and with the feeling that it's already happened and obtaining results. And I have challenged the ET Yoga listening audience for about 10 years to just log your experimentation in this area. Make a list of things that you view as negative that's in your life, and now start putting a positive spin on those circumstances. Put a positive definition and a positive emotional spin. Muster up as much positive emotion as you can. And even if you don't believe anything good can come from it, just you can even say that. I don't believe anything good can come from this, but I'm going to put a positive emotional spin and a positive definition on this circumstance because I just can't wait to see what good can come from it. And what you're going to find out is it works because it has to work. It's like Bashar says, it's the physics of how the universe works. All possibilities exist all the time. They're out there in the field. That's the wave. The standing wave is when you lock in through your intention, you lock in a certain concept or through your imagination, and then you give it emotion. That is what helps it come and attracts you to you. Those holograms that are a match, a frequency match for what it is you're putting out. Because in this 3D reality, you can't even experience anything unless you're a frequency match for it. You can't learn anything if it's over your head or you're not interested. You got to be a frequency match for what you attract. That's the physics of how this world works. In fact, they've even gone so far with their reality computer programming that they know that the universe functions much like a reality computer program, and like any program, it has its language of interpretation, and the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. In other words, what you believe is. Thus why I'm doing ET yoga, because I call it the yoga of belief, because there's nothing more important than belief. And tying all this together, the suppressed information, why was that information deleted or deciphered in different ways subsequently to the original documents? It's because there are certain powers on the planet that don't want this information out there, especially areas that are about self-realization, because if your connection is with you and higher source or you and your higher self, then you don't need a middleman. You don't need the church. So this stuff gets suppressed. And the truth is you don't need a middleman. And we're getting to that point in the program now where I'd like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the listening audience and my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'd like to now share with you the Who Am I technique as taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, where you place all your attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or 10 times or whatever is comfortable. The idea here is get to the highest place you know how to get to first. Then focus all your attention in the center of your forehead and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.